So I spent the morning having a lovely chat with a good friend. We talked about all kinds of things. Had a really good time. One of the things we talked about was things I missed from being young. And it got me to thinking. I think one of the things I miss the most about those years, being innocent, afraid, unsure. One of the things I miss the most is riding in cars with a boy, but not cars like, not like now. No, there was no bucket seat. There was no center console. Riding around in a 1971 Chevy Impala was like sitting on your couch in your living room, curled up in a ball, watching TV, snuggling. There were no seatbelt laws. There was nothing stopping you from sliding across that front seat. And I used to drive around with one particular boy in the 1971 Chevy Impala with the front seat the size of a small couch. And he was so easily turned on and distracted. So, being the tease that I tend to be, one of the things I like to do the most was slide across that front seat while he was driving. And he would also always look just a little nervous because he never knew what I was going to be up to. So, one night I felt like I really needed to up my game. And I slid across the front seat. I'm pretty sure we were listening to Rush on the radio. And I watched his face the whole time. Because I liked seeing him uneasy. I liked it when he looked uncertain, nervous. And as I was sitting there watching his face, he was trying to drive, navigate the roads, I reached out my hand and I put it on his thigh. And he flinched a little. Of course, he didn't stop me. So I moved my hand closer to his crotch. And I just held it over this crotch, open palm, until I felt something move. And I pressed my hand down just a little bit, And moved some more. And I got so excited because, you know, he was getting hard. I barely touched him. So I gently started moving my hand up and down over what now was turning into the outline of his hard cock. And he was getting a little bit uncomfortable. I could tell, but not uncomfortable enough where he was resisting. But he was starting to shimmy in his seat just a little bit. We pulled up to a traffic light, and he leaned over and he kissed me with my hand on his jeans and his hard cock underneath. And we kissed the whole time that traffic light was red. As soon as the car started to move again, I reached up and I undid the button on his pants. And then I moved my hand back down to where it was, but this time, I could feel his cock twitching underneath because he didn't know what I was going to do. Poor little teenage boy driving a 71 Chevy Impala. So I rubbed his jeans for a few more minutes while he desperately tried to find somewhere to park. And then I raised my hand up to his belly. And he put a hand in my way to try to stop me, but he wasn't trying very hard. So I slid my fingertips under the waistband of his underwear. And I moved my hand back and forth across his belly. And I could see his cock outlined under his underwear. And the wet spot that was starting to grow from all the pre-cum that was leaking. And I moved my fingertips down just enough that when I made my next pass across his belly, it brushed up against the head of his cock. Oh. His whole body jumped. His cock leaked. I could feel it on my hand. So I slowly slid my hand further into his underwear, down far enough that I could wrap my whole hand around his cock. He cleared his throat, because now he was too far gone. So he pulled into a parking lot, over the bridge, down by the water. And I slid his jeans down just enough. And I laid down across the front seat of that 71 Chevy Impala. And I took that teenage boy's cock in my mouth. And I don't know if he'd ever had anyone do that before, because he was visibly nervous. But so eager and so willing. And he was so ready to come. His cock was so fucking hard. And he put his hand in my hair. And I picked my head up and down. And he just gently kept his fingers there. So he could feel me going up and down on his cock. And I glanced up at him. Oh, his face. That sweet face. Tilted up toward the roof of the car. Enjoying every second of it. And when he came, fuck. He didn't know if he should do it in my mouth or not. Of course, I said yes. And he came. Fuck, did he go? Oh, and he made the most delicious sounds. Little mews. Almost like purring. Oh, he was so beautiful. And after he came in my mouth, he seemed really surprised that I swallowed it. I think he could have came again after that. But then he kissed me. Ah, oh, it was that beautiful teenage kisses where everything's on fire. Oh, everything. Everything felt so good back then. It was lust times 10. I love that show, Impala. That's what kids are missing now.